listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 5. That's right, the fifth psalm. If you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go grab it, open it up, and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you again about our little prayer journals. These are just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket, purse, or a Bible case, something like that. A great place to keep track of your own prayers as you make prayer lists, and then keeping track of when God answers those prayers, and certainly He does. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us. There's a couple ways you can do that. First of all, through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us, and you can contact us that way. Now remember, send us where you're hearing the broadcast today and send us an address. Now the books are absolutely free. They won't cost you a thing, and I'm not going to put you on a mailing list or an email list or anything like that. It's a simple transaction. You write to us, we'll send you the prayer journals. Put us down on that prayer list and pray for us as well. We'd appreciate that so much. So, through the website, considerhisword.org, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then thirdly, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. If you need that address again, you can find it at our website. So let's get to Psalm 5. What a great little psalm. I'm going to read the whole thing. It's only, I think, 12 verses or so. And so I'm going to read the whole psalm. And then we're going to come back and see how David would talk to the Lord. We know this is a psalm of David because in many Bibles, there'll be a little title at the top after the psalm number, and it will say a psalm of David. So here's what he said. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing or lying. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude at thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make my way straight before thy face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. What a great psalm. Now, you know, when I began to walk with the Lord and I got involved with a youth group, one of the first things that they taught us was to have devotions. Now, I didn't really understand exactly what that meant. But over time, they explained it to us. And, you know, I've heard it called different things. I've heard it called a quiet time. I've heard it called devotions. I've heard it called a discipline. And what we're talking about is that time that you take every day, and I hope you do, that you take a few moments every day to spend some time with the Lord, that you read His Word, you listen to Him, and then you talk to Him. And you pray. Now, when I say pray, I don't mean just asking for things. I mean you have those conversations with God where you just tell Him about everything. You know, the Scripture says, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. And you take that time and just share your heart and have that conversation with Him where you talk to Him, where you listen to Him. We often call it devotions. And I believe here in Psalm 5, we kind of get a glimpse into David's quiet time with the Lord, or if you would, his devotions, however you want to call it. We know this is a prayer because it begins, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray." And so this whole psalm is a prayer, and it's David talking to God. Now remember, David was the king of Israel. Now he was not perfect. David certainly had his faults and had his difficulties with sin. But I'll tell you what, David loved the Lord. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. When Paul was preaching, he said this about David. This is Acts 13:22. He said, "He raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." Certainly David followed the Lord. Again, he was not perfect, but he loved the Lord. And many, in fact, majority of the Psalms are David praising the Lord and talking to the Lord. And, you know, sometimes complaining a little bit to the Lord. And so here we see David, I think, talking to the Lord, and we get this kind of look, or a glimpse, if you would, to his quiet time. So what would he talk to God about? What would he talk about? Now, I want you to notice several things in this psalm. First of all, it was a prayer. We can't avoid that. He said, "Listen to my words. Listen to my cry." He said, "I will lift up my eyes to you and look." He said, "I'll direct my prayer unto thee," in verse 3. Now, it's interesting. There's two things I want you to notice here. First of all, he said, "Give ear to my words." David would be talking to God. And certainly part of prayer is talking to God. And yes, asking is part of asking. It is prayer. And we can't avoid that. And Philippians says to let your requests be made known unto God. But it's more than that. I'm afraid so many think that prayer is just bringing to God kind of our grocery list of things that we want, or maybe even things that we need, and it's just ask, 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 ask. But prayer is also just talking to God. And we see here David calling to the Lord and talking to the Lord. You know, he also said, not only listen to my words, but he said, listen to my cry. You realize that God hears your cry. It's interesting the way he says it. He said, "Listen to the voice of my cry." And I think this could be crying out to the Lord, certainly. But I think it's deeper than that, that he's saying, "Listen to my emotions." Have you ever just sat down and cried before the Lord because you just didn't have the words, that you felt like you were so distressed, so under the pressure, that you just could not come to the words, and all you could do was just sit down and cry? I'll tell you what I did, and I have. When my son passed away, all I could do was sit before the Lord and cry out to him, and God hears your cry. Sometimes our emotions are so overwhelming that it's just beyond words. In Psalm 120, in verse 1, David said, "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." I believe David is confident that God is listening. He's certainly praying to the Lord. He's not praying to some of those idols or to some of those statues or anything else. He's not praying to angels. He's not praying to saints. He said, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. He said it would be in the morning. I think you can pray anytime, all the time, anytime. But David kind of says here that he's praying in the morning. And certainly that's a great time to have your devotions, is maybe first thing in the morning. I know many do. I know some that have their devotions the last thing at night. He's not just praying to empty space. He's praying to the Creator. He's praying to the one he knows has the answer and can answer his cry and answer his prayer. God hears when you pray. God hears not only your words, but he hears your cry. I want you to notice also that in David's devotions, there was not only prayer, but there was meditation. Interesting word here, meditation. The word meditation is actually kind of rooted in a word we use for muse. To muse. You know, it really is simply, it just means to think about something. And some of us describe it as, it's like when, you know, a cow will eat some grass or eat grain or whatever, and then later bring it up again and chew on it for a little while and then digest it again. And so it's chewing on something for a while, taking a thought. You know, when you sit down to read the Word of God, don't just read words that seem to have no meaning and you kind of say, well, I did that. And go back and maybe find a verse or two or a thought or two and think about that. Think about how it applies to your life. Think about exactly what God is saying. Think about the context in which he said it. So he says, he said, consider my meditation, what I'm thinking about. It's an interesting thing. And, you know, here he's talking about muse, which is to be thinking and considering and kind of mulling over, if you would. You know, and as you study Greek, the word, the little A negates everything. It means not or don't. For example, atheist means no God. Agnostic means don't know. And yet we have amusement all around us. People say they're doing certain things for your amusement. You know, we even have parks. Amusement parks. Go there and don't think. So we meditate, thinking about how this verse of Scripture might apply to our life. We're kind of doing that now. How does this Scripture, do I pray to God like David prayed? Do I talk to him? Do I cry to him? Do I think about his word as I read his word? You know, in Psalm 1, you go back to Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. To think about it, to muse over it, to consider what God is saying to us, maybe for that day or to our life. You know, the Word of God, if it's not applied to your life, it's just like any other book. But it's not like any other book. This is our instruction book. This is our life manual, if you would. And the reason we get so messed up sometimes is maybe you read it, but you don't do it because you're not thinking about it and how it applies to you. Now, we're just about out of time, but we're going to look through this psalm some more, all the way through Psalm 5. And I hope that you'll join us when we study this psalm further. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.